Israel work out a deal to get Hamas to free some hostages? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
If we are closer, and I hope we are, but I'm not sure we are, but if we are closer, it's because of the military pressure on Hamas. We've been hitting their military machine hard.
That's Mark Regev, senior advisor to Israel's prime minister, who also tells Fox they have found more evidence Hamas operated under Al-Shifa Hospital, showing hostages taken there after the October 7th terror attack.
We found documented evidence that those hostages were taken to the hospital by Hamas, not for medical treatment, but because that's where they were in prison, that's where they were held. There's also evidence of a young Israeli female soldier who was murdered there.
Fox's Trey Yingst is in southern Israel.
Over the weekend, we learned that 31 premature babies were evacuated from the facility to a hospital in southern Gaza. Well, today, those babies, some of them crossed into Egypt, where they will receive more medical care.
Now, there's fighting today near another hospital in Gaza, where Palestinian officials say 12 people were killed in Israeli bombings. A Trump criminal case goes to an appeals court this morning. At issue, the special counsel in the federal election interference indictment wants a gag order reinstated.
The order barring the former president from making inflammatory statements about lawyers in the case and potential witnesses. Trump's lawyers call the gag order unconstitutional and present no evidence that his words caused harm or made anyone feel threatened.
Fox's Chris DeMeo. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter has died at age 96 at home in Georgia. Former President Jimmy Carter, who was also in hospice care, was by her side. He called her his political partner with her own White House office, even attending cabinet meetings.
That was the beginning of a lifelong crusade for me, to try to help make life better for people with mental illnesses.
President Biden paid tribute, calling the Carters an incredible family. Today, the president will celebrate his 81st birthday and carry out a Thanksgiving week tradition, pardoning two turkeys at the White House. America's listening to Fox News.
Don't miss Provember at Lowe's. Save $80 on a DeWalt combo kit and save $20 on a 5-gallon pail of HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams All-Purpose Power Primer. Plus, MVP's members earn 3 times the bonus points on DeWalt and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams products. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Bonus points calculated before tax and fees after applicable discounts, if any, valid through 11/22, subject to change.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Former President Trump remains the frontrunner by far in the Republican White House race. A new NBC News poll gives him a 40-point lead over Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, with Nikki Haley in third, 5 points further back. That poll's also the latest to give the former president a slight lead over President Biden head-to-head. The same day, there was a new Trump endorsement.
It was the announcement from Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott that surprised no one.
I'm here today to officially proclaim my endorsement for Donald J. Trump to be president of the United States of America again.
As he took the stage in Edinburgh, Texas, the former president promised to reduce Governor Abbott's workload.
Normal governing, things like streets and education and medical, and you're not going to have to worry about the border anymore.
Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The former president posted on Truth Social congratulations to Argentina's president-elect, saying he's very proud of them.
Javier Milei will be the world's first ever libertarian head of state. He secured a nearly 12-point victory over the Argentina economy minister after campaigning largely on the nation's crippling economy. The political outsider saying the changes he will bring to Argentina will be drastic and immediate. Now, there's likely a tough road ahead for the outsider, who's tasked with addressing the nation's $400 billion debt, a 140% inflation rate, and fuel and medicine shortages.
That's Fox's Todd Pyro. On Wall Street, stock futures are down slightly, coming off a third straight week of gains. On Sunday Night Football,
Vikings bring the heat again. Wilson throwing, it's up for grabs, and he's caught for the touchdown!
That Russell Wilson to Cortland Sutton late TD was the game winner for Denver, beating Minnesota 21-20 on NBC. The Broncos' fourth straight win snaps the Vikings' 5-game win streak. Division leaders Detroit, Jacksonville, Miami, and San Francisco also won. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Illinois is investing an additional $160 million to address the migrant crisis in Chicago. Funding is going to be used to help set up an intake center, a winterized tent shelter site, and other assistance designed to help resettle immigrants stranded at public police stations, airports, and other locations. State's already spent $500 million in response to the issues. Illinois State Police celebrating the promotion of Rebecca Hooks from Lieutenant Colonel to First Deputy Director. First Deputy Director Hooks, the first female to achieve the position with ISP since its inception back in 1922. She's the second in command to Director Brandon Kelly. Hooks has served with ISP for more than 21 years. Ameren, Illinois rate hike request being cut in half. Illinois Commerce Commission disallowed more than $36 million to the utility's rate request for its natural gas delivery services in Illinois. The decision nearly 51% lower than Ameren's initial request for a more than $71 million increase. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hey, good morning. It's a short week here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, it is.
Moms and dads, boys and girls. We've got Greg Solier, our meteorologist, brought to you by Carl.
And Carl reminds you, sometimes the holidays aren't so fun, and it pushes people into addiction. Stevie, we talked to Todd Beard about the recovery center at Carl on Friday. It can have a lot of answers in case you're facing some issues. Carl.org for details.
Well, Mr. Meteorologist Greg Solier, I see a little cooler this week, but I'm telling you, it continues to be nice. And you mentioned El Nino and all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe it looks like a good start to December based, I don't know, but I'm hopeful.
Well, yeah, I mean, cold, you know, and no two El Ninos are alike. This is not your atmospheric professor's El Nino set up this year, as in the textbook classic scenario, what we used to call the old Pineapple Express, from wave after wave of storms from Hawaii to California into the southern states. May have that look once in a while, but I think there's going to be a little more cold and certainly a fair amount of moisture as we get deeper into the wintertime season around here. But you have a good point that at least the start of December, while cold, does look to be fairly quiet around here. Not quiet. Maybe you give a call down to Johnny's place with severe weather likely down there this afternoon and evening time, an enhanced risk of some big storms down there. I mean, Mother Nature doesn't care what the calendar is, so they're going to get roughed up pretty good. We have a little bit of light rain back to the west of us, a few sprinkles southwest of Rockford, west of about Capitol Airport at Springfield. A little rain down towards St. Louis. 44 now at Willett and Savoy. Not much of a climb. We'll get to about 50 close to it, and then the rains come through, and then temperatures will slide a little bit. Most of the rains outside of a sprinkle this morning, get going this afternoon. Rainy tonight and through tomorrow morning, close to an inch expected. Lows tonight down around 45. Not much of a climb tomorrow on temperatures either, but no super cold air either. No snow with the system, with a high tomorrow at about 46 degrees. So about 28 tomorrow night. We do get some sunshine. Dry roads, good visibilities within about a day's drive of East Central Illinois here Wednesday and Thanksgiving Day Thursday. 44 Wednesday, Thanksgiving Day high of about 46, up to 43 on Friday. A little upper system may bring some snowflakes and sprinkles in here for Saturday. Nothing on Sunday. Weekend high temperature. Temperatures a little above 40 degrees. We'll let some colder air then settle in for early to mid next week with daytime readings only in the 30s. For CVD Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate it very much. Raven Harrison, happy Thanksgiving week. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you? Happy Thanksgiving week.
Good to have you back. Raven joins us. Her book is Raven's Mantle. What is that about?
It is fighting the betrayal of America. This is how we got in trouble the first time in our country in the Cold War and how we're going to get out of it this time.
Okay, so the new narrative, because Donald Trump has hinted at this, that they've kind of opened Pandora's box and we're going to root out the thugs from the left when I'm back in charge. Is that mean using the government, much like Joe Biden is, to get your political opponents?
Oh, boy.
Are we into that now?
I don't think so. I think what we have to do is we have to put this right, though, because this is having the government do this in the first place, being weaponized against a political opponent. Joe Biden started this, but we got to reset it. What it reminds me of is when we used to play dodgeball, and, you know, some kid would just pelt you with that dodgeball, leave a print on your face,
mm-hmm.
and then it was your turn to get the ball, and they want to change the game, they want to change the rules, they want to say, no hitting above the neck,
yeah.
And that's what I feel like you're looking at right now.
I mean, is it even possible when you say drain the swamp? I understand the verbiage and it makes sense and all they get. How? I mean, how could he possibly be president when everybody's leaking anything he says in out of context? That's what happened the first time. I don't know if you have the inside part of the government, the swamp per se, how can you possibly How can you possibly lead in that role if you can't have a private conversation?
Well, I think it's a two-part, and I would just like to say I usually don't refer to D.C. as the swamp. I feel like local politics is the swamp. D.C. is the sewer that drains into, so I always like to make that distinction. The second part has to do with understanding that we have got to respect the traitors in our party. We're supposed to have a loyalty to our party. Republican Party is supposed to be limited government, fiscal responsibility, and pro-life. That's not being held by most of the majority of the Republicans. So what you're seeing is even when Donald Trump was there the first time, people weren't backing him up. We got nothing done when we had all three branches. Now what's important this time he comes back is to make sure that we reset these. We have to get all these people out who are voting against the party, who are ripple-waffling and who are beholden to lobbyists. That's how we're going to fix it.
Okay, that's going to take a long time. You think we'd ever have a chance to say, listen, everybody in Washington, you're good. It doesn't affect you. But in the future, we want to have term limits. Would they ever vote for that?
They would never vote for that. But I think what we need to look, instead of just term limits, we need to have bureaucracy limits. That's what the problem is. So if we can't get them to limit themselves, which they won't do, then we should be limiting these bureaucracies, just like the president is limited to two terms.
Yeah.
But yet then we can have Pelosi, who's been there since before the internet, and McConnell, who freezes on live TV every day. That's where we have to stop it, is going, okay, you know, the check and balances have to be set at the top level. We're giving judges lifetime appointments. We're doing all of these things. We don't have the check and balance set right now. This was supposed to be a civic duty, not a career path for failed human beings, which is what it's become.
Remember,
the government needs to be completely reset.
I told Diane this. I said the bureaucracy in Washington, people were the IRS, FBI, good people. You got 10 years. At year 8, somebody's coming in a train, and just you go back and get your, you know, your job that you used to have.
That's
or something.
That's right.
I don't know. I mean, wouldn't that be, it'd be, yes, healthy, it'd be healthier?
It would be, to just to kind of look at it as a civic duty.
Yeah.
You know, instead of a career path with a golden parachute, which is where we kind of are now. So it's going to be, you're going to see a lot of changes coming up even in 24. The grassroots are really rising up because we're seeing what the result is of having people who've just been there too long and they don't care anymore.
Yeah.
They're rich and pointless.
I think we can probably forego the PhD thesis that over the last at least 2,000 years, not much has changed when it comes to power and greed and don't threaten my position or you're in trouble. I mean, nothing has changed with that human element, Raven.
Correct. Well, nothing's going to change on that. But if you're looking at what happened, here's the success story. Look what happened in Argentina. You know, I mean, that was one of the richest countries in the world, and it was destroyed by socialism, communism. But the people fought back. Nobody thought they managed to get all their ballots counted in one day, go figure, back to paper ballots, but it can be done. That's what I tell people. It can be done when we, the people, decide we've had enough. But we have to be that level of outraged.
Okay, so last question. I'm going to ask all the smart people I know this one until I get an answer that satisfies me. So we had 168 million people registered to vote in 2020, right?
Yes.
We had 68% turnout, which would leave about 112, 114 million people that would have voted. How is it that Joe Biden and Donald Trump combined for 156 million votes?
Correct, because they didn't. Okay, it's statistically...
Wait a minute, hold on. Mega conspiracy! Mega! January 6th!
You know, I would say I was an economic extremist, a math extremist. Because, you know, I can add basic numbers, and those don't add up. It's not statistically possible.
How come I invented that whole thought process last week?
Nobody's talking
of that. I never heard anybody questioning that.
Because you're an extremist.
Thank you. Raven, how can people find your book?
They can find it on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble and in select bookstores.
Okay, happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
You too. Adore you both. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Take care.
Raven Harrison in Oklahoma this morning.
No politics around the Thanksgiving table.
Yeah, that's
keep
that's,
the mood light.
That's exactly right.
Do not discuss the things you've heard on this show.
Let's just make it easy. How about that football? No, don't say that. How about the Bear? No, don't say that.
Illini basketball.
Basketball's 4-1.
You could go there. Go Illini. Come on. So, do we want to listen to some Brett Underwood?
We'll do that in just a few when I have a little longer cut. I got Brett Bielma, who was as disappointed and absolutely bummed after the game. His press conference lasted 6 minutes.
I see.
It was dejection.
Ugh, I was holding out hope. 3 minutes left in the game. Number 16, Iowa beats Illinois 15-13 on Saturday.
You know, name a game. Where it hasn't been every game's been one score.
I know.
They're all like this. Now, we are 5-2 in games like that. We've been on the beneficiary of that.
Yep.
But, boy, just the ball getting batted down the line of scrimmage happened. And Brent made reference to that after the game, saying, you know what, there are things you can do to keep those guys' arms down.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to coach them better.
That's right.
But you know, thought maybe we had another one in us.
I had some texts coming in from relatives around the world, and I was saying, just wait, our kicker's good, we can do this.
Yep,
and
yep.
Anyway, Senior Day will be honored Saturday, 2:30, as we face Northwest in your Memorial Stadium.
Yeah, whatever the big coat you had, bring it.
Have that ready.
In the 20s.
We want you to stay healthy throughout the holiday season.
It might be, you know, 30, 32 at kickoff. It's going to be a cold day, but it is Senior Day. Goodbye, Johnny Newton. Goodbye, all these. But it obviously is the gateway to the bowl. We win, we go. We don't, we don't. So,
yeah.
And Northwestern's already wrapped up a bowl. Can you believe them?
Right.
What?
I know it.
This team was talking about cutting football.
So when I was walking out of church, we were talking about the bowl. You remember you were saying, well, such and such team has to win, and so are we totally eliminated?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Iowa is your champion. They get to go play probably Michigan.
Okay.
I think Michigan will beat Ohio State in Ann Arbor.
Right. Well, Ohio State number 2, Michigan number 3. Both teams 11-0. Penn State at number 11 and Iowa 20. Now in this latest poll, when it comes to our Big Ten teams. Of course, Illinois women's volleyball beating Michigan was great.
Yeah.
And now they've got Friday in Minnesota, so that season is wrapping up. Illinois volleyball now 16-12, 11-7 in the conference. And Illinois volleyball has wrapped up for the Parkland Cobras. They wrapped it up at 46-6. So Terrence Shannon Jr., 24 points in yesterday's win over Southern. 88-60 was the final. And now Western Illinois at 8 o'clock on Friday.
Okay.
I believe we have some tickets here in case people want to text in. We got to take care of that today. It's 359-2255 if you want to text in Illini. Our women were beat by number 16 Notre Dame, 79-68 in D.C. So their next game will be on Sunday. We had the Bears losing to Detroit 31-26. Green Bay in a tight one over the L.A. Chargers came out on top 23-20. And it's Philadelphia at Kansas City for NFL action tonight at 7:15.
We play the Super Bowl. Our weather now brought to you by Urbana Park District.
And they've got the turkey trot. It steps off at 9 a.m. on Thanksgiving morning at Crystal Lake Park in Urbana. It's a 1 mile walk or run. UrbanaParks.org.
Don't forget, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Ann vicinity as expected. And this Thanksgiving week, we'll lead it off with a widespread rain system making its way out of the plains. A few drops are expected this morning. More widespread activity this afternoon for a time tomorrow. We'll move into some chilly weather the middle part of the week and an even colder air mass that builds on in over the course of the weekend. That too may be preceded by a weak weather system. For the day today, cloudy, breezy, turning cooler up to about 50. Temperatures will slide back into the 40s as rain moves in during the course of the day today. Best coverage is this afternoon as well as tonight with periods of rain overnight lows right around 45 and a gusty easterly wind for the day tomorrow. Some rain in the morning, cloudy, windy, turning cooler, highs to about 46, and then falling temperatures in the afternoon. Down to 28 tomorrow night, partly cloudy, windy, cold, 44 on Wednesday, 46, and some sunshine for Thanksgiving Day Thursday. We'll cloud things up on Friday, maybe a couple of snow rain showers on Saturday. Weekend high temperatures near 40. For Stevie D, broadcasting at Meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Reach your savings goals. Busey Bank CD specials can help. Watch your money grow with competitive rates and offers. visit bc.com/cdrates, visit your local service center, or call 1-800-67-BC today. BC Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stock futures are narrowly higher on this holiday shortened week. The markets are off for Thanksgiving Day, and there's a short trading day on Friday. The recent rally has been led by lower interest rates and speculation that the Federal Reserve can start lowering rates by the middle of next year. Microsoft shares are up more than 1% after the company revealed it has hired artificial intelligence developer Sam Altman to lead a new Microsoft AI research team. OpenAI, the creator of ChatGPT, pushed Altman out as chief executive on Friday. The credit crunch and hybrid work are making it harder for office owners to get loans. The Wall Street Journal says the share of some office loans that are delinquent has tripled over the past year to more than 5%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts ad-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Trey Gowdy, the Fox News Rundown, Will King, Brian Kilmeade, and so much more. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com for all the details. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
When you're buying a battery, it's important to look beyond just the price and make sure you're buying a quality battery. So when you're buying one from the big box store, make sure you ask the question, what's the date on this battery? Is it dependable? Sometimes the big box stores have batteries that have been sitting on the shelf for years. Or you can just come to Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable, and buy your battery from the people who only do batteries. Interstate Batteries at 2504 North Madison, Champaign, way out there, but totally worth the drive. How much is dependable worth to you? Interstate Batteries open 6 days a week.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
Hi, it's Stevie J. So I took my mom into Audubel, owned by Jeff Hanley, who owns 13 locations around Central Illinois. She's had so much trouble hearing for so long. Audubel, A-U-D-I-B-E-L, for hearing. And some of the new technologies, they've got AI now for some of these hearing aids, and they're virtually invisible. It's unbelievable, and it helped my mom. It helped her incredibly. We've been to other places. This is by far the best place I've ever been in for hearing help. Go to audibleteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L. If you want more information about Audubel and how Jeff Hanley and his amazing culture and amazing team that they have, go to audibleteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L, audibleteam.com. You'll be so happy you found Audubel. Amazing work. They got a location in Champaign. Go to audibleteam.com. That's audibleteam.com. Here's what one shopper said about Pard's Western Shop in Urbana, 306 North Maple, between Main and University. He said, sure, you can find boots at some big box stores, but nothing like Pard's selections. They're unique, they're local, and they have an excellent store. So many people that visit Pard's in Urbana say the same thing. Pard's in Urbana, 306 North Maple, you can find the best boots in the world and shop local. Visit Pard's.com, Pard's.com. I'm not going to spend much time on the Iowa game because I don't want to.
Okay.
But here's Brett after the game. You could hear his dejection in his voice. It was really a tough one. We were winning the whole game.
This is Brett.
Brett Bielma. Uh-huh. Brett Bielma.
Not being able to pull that off, play like that for, you know, just short of four quarters the way we did on our prep during the course of the week and our intensity. And I kept preaching these guys all week, showed them different examples that every play is going to matter. And then obviously I think that final drive defensively, we've done so many good things, but We had two DPIs on that drive and gave them too much free yards, and then they hit a crease run that we'd stopped all day, just one guy here, one guy there, and that ends up being the difference in the ball game. And then obviously the failure to execute on that last drive. I just think there's some things we can do better as coaches to help our players to get better at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, 6 minutes is all he spent with the media, which is shortest of the year. Just wasn't much to say, just real disappointed. That would have, done a lot. Now we need to beat Northwestern to go to a bowl. So everything's on the line with one game. Northwestern's already bowl eligible at 6-5, an amazing year. Why isn't the Northwestern coach going to be coach of the year? That team had hazing problems. That team was talking about eliminating the football program. And they put some guy in there who's done that. Now he got a contract and he's the head coach. Anyway, Northwestern comes in. We crushed them last year. We beat him by what, 100? We beat him up in North in Evanston. We won when Sidney Brown scored a touchdown. Chase Brown's, the Browns both scored, and we won it going away. Yeah. So they're going to try and pay us back, and we're going to try and go extend the season. It's a big deal. It really is. It's going to be 32 degrees, and I hope people go.
Right.
Because it's for a bowl. It's Johnny Newton's last game. He's going to be gone in the first day of the draft. It'll be another guy you're watching on Sunday. So it'll be nice to have a crowd there. But I know it's Thanksgiving Day weekend.
Right? I know.
All right, Illinois basketball.
Okay.
Terrence Shannon after the game. He's the man.
I don't even remember having 11 straight points, but I mean, I just doing what Coach Brad tells me to do. He tells all of us to just run the floor, run hard in transition, rebound, play hard on defense, and turn defense into offense. So this is what I went out and did.
50-17 on the glass, 110 rebounds in the last two, 60% basically field goal percentage. Probably lead to some pretty good things. I was really pleased with that group at the end of the first half. Finally found a rhythm where we didn't foul. We got some stops, got out and running. I think we had three freshmen on the court for a good piece of that, which is always really positive and good to see. Nico was a catalyst in that stretch. Draven defensively was great. And then, Terrence was Terrence. I mean, he's literally the best defender in college basketball, and he did that again tonight. But games get hard when you're up 30. Wish we would have finished better. I thought we turned it over a little bit. But again, this team's won at UNLV by 30, and this team has played some folks awfully close. So I thought we handled our business and on to the next.
Yep, that'll be Western Illinois Friday night, State Farm. So Illinois is now 4-1 on the season. Here we go. See what we can do.
Yep.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, moms and dads, boys and girls, on this Thanksgiving Day week, I have a Stever.
Uh-huh.
We're going to give out $500 when you spend $1,000 at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Ooh.
Somebody needs something. I need all appliances.
I'm heading to appliance-world.com because I always dream about some of these things. Now, you said when you walk in the store, if you go to the right.
If you go to the right, you can go see what Nancy Pelosi owns.
Okay, gotcha.
It's really cool,
with
though.
The ice cream maker in the refrigerator.
Oh, you got everything going. Oh! I mean, it's sleek. It's unusual. It's beautiful.
Uh-huh.
But off to the left, you still got all the great stuff.
Yeah.
It's all good. So what you want to do is go to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World with your $500, and you spend a minimum of $1,000. So if you spend $1,200, you pay $700.
Mm-hmm.
How many of you would take that? Me.
Me too.
So here you go. If you spend $2,000, you only spend $1,500. That's just a discount you will not find anywhere else in the world.
1510 North Neal Street in Champaign, right off of I-74.
So all you do is you text in DVD to 217-359-2255. You're driving, you get to work. It's at gostever.com. We're going to give you a little more time to get in there since it's Thanksgiving Day week. So I'll give you like 10 days. You have to get in there sometime between now and, say, a week from this weekend.
Actually, their hours Monday through Wednesday are at 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Okay. So you have time to take your partner and look around and see what you'd like. Some people desperate for an answer right before the company comes on Thanksgiving. So.
Well, when an appliance doesn't work, it's just not going to be very easy.
Totally.
Yeah. So if you're looking for an appliance, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Dick Van Dyke, text in DVD 217-359-2255.
Laundry, refrigeration, dishwashers, other kind of appliances,
yep,
like the garbage disposals and the like. We can take care of you.
Do we stress eat? Yes.
Yes.
There's a lot of emotional eating over the holidays.
Yes, there is.
Emotional eaters use food to deal with stress and negative emotions. How can we avoid that? You got it. I got a mental health expert to help us. Stand by, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
We will talk to a PhD at this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
How to help next. ESPN 93.5.
Fighting Illini football is back at Memorial Stadium for the final home game of the season on Saturday, November 25th, as they take on Northwestern in the battle for the Land of Lincoln Trophy. Bring the whole family to enjoy our family fun zone in Grange Grove with bounce houses, food trucks, balloon artists, and tailgating. See you at Memorial Stadium for Fighting Illini football's final home game against Northwestern on Saturday, November 25th. Get $15 tickets at fightingillini.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There's new fighting around another hospital in Gaza. The Hamas-run health ministry there reports 12 people killed in Israeli military strikes on the Indonesian hospital. Israel's released video of Hamas hostages being taken into the Al-Shifa hospital October 7th.
The men are Thai and Nepalese workers flanked by Hamas gunmen. The revelation raising new questions amid the ground fighting about what international organizations that operate within the hospital knew about the hostages.
Fox's Trey Yanks. It's President Biden's 81st birthday. He plans to celebrate with family later this week over the Thanksgiving holiday. Argentina has a new president.
Javier Milei will be the world's first ever libertarian head of state. He secured a nearly 12-point victory over the Argentina economy minister after campaigning largely on the nation's crippling economy.
Fox's Todd Pyro-Millay says he'll base currency on American dollars, ditching the Argentine peso, and says he'll close several government agencies. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. The Illinois Emergency Management Agency and Office of Homeland Security commemorating the 10-year anniversary of the Washington-Illinois tornado. The EF4 tore through the city November 17, 2013, leaving a number of people dead, causing extensive damage to homes, businesses, and infrastructure. State of Illinois is honoring the Chicago firefighter who died on the line of duty over the week. The governor's order that all flags be lowered to half-staff through sunset today. Andrew Price died fighting a fire in Chicago's Lincoln Park neighborhood last week. Services for Price held today in the Navy Pier Grand Ballroom. Illinois' unemployment rate is up. The Department of Employment Security says the state's jobless rate increased by 0.2% last month to 4.6%. Non-farm payroll jobs increased by 15,000 in the month of October. And as far as gas prices, with the Thanksgiving holiday coming up, they're staying pretty seasonal this time of year. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, our weather on ESPN 93.5.
We can have it brought to you by Pia's because they have turkey bowling tomorrow after 7, 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana vicinity this Thanksgiving week. No major storm systems in sight. It'll be a bit chillier than average, and primarily any features that do come on by first part of the week will be rain, although over the course of the weekend, perhaps a few snowflakes may be mixed in as we transition back in even colder weather by early next week. Up near 50 for a time today, then falling temperatures as rains move in during the course of the morning, more so this afternoon. Gusty east wind, widespread rains for tonight and tomorrow morning. Lows tonight down around 45, nearly steady temperatures holding around 46 degrees tomorrow with a gusty northerly wind. Well, bottom out at 28 for tomorrow night. Wednesday, partly cloudy, windy, cold, dry weather across the Midwest at large. High temperatures up near 44, maybe a few lake effect showers of snow and rain through Michigan, by the way. Thanksgiving Day here, sunshine, breezy, chilly at 46. We're in the low 40s for Friday into the weekend. Maybe a little rain, snow shower activity due in on Saturday as well. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soule.
Okay, Dr. Vince Callahan, somewhere in Florida. Is that right, Vince?
Yes, Lakeland, Florida.
Nice. Well, we've had great weather up here in central Illinois, mm-hmm. And Florida is Florida. So,
yes.
He's a mental health expert who has more than 3 decades of experience in both private practice and inpatient hospital settings. Dr. Vince Callahan, and you'll never be unemployed. You'll be working as much as you want because we got messed up with COVID and everything else. But right now, I want to ask you about stress eating. Emotional eaters use food to deal with stress and negative emotions. Here we are with Thanksgiving and Christmas coming up. The holidays can be challenging. There are strategies that can help. How common is just let's go to the fridge and graze some more? It's got to be common because I do it too.
Oh, it's probably right up there with breathing.
Okay. Next to breathing. That's good tip. Mm-hmm. All right, so why are we doing this? Let's get to the crux of this and lay on the couch for a minute.
All right, on the couch. Well, the optimal word there is stress eating. Anytime there is a perceived bear at the door, if I think my mother-in-law doesn't like me, or I'm not living up to expectations, if there's a perceived bear at the door, then my fight, flight, or freeze alarm bells in my brain go off. My body produces something called cortisol, and I need sugar for fuel for survival. So therefore, I go after the carbs and I go after the sugar so that I can fight, flight, or freeze.
So I know what I'm doing subliminally. So I'm not like planning this. It's just my body goes right to the sugar. I grab some chocolate chip pieces and things like that.
Yep. Yes, absolutely.
So to be aware of it, I guess, is step one. Don't do that. Stop. That kind of thing.
Right. Well, you've got to be in control of what you eat versus what you eat being in control of you. Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about staying hydrated and maybe prepping yourself going into the situation by having a few carrot sticks and the like, Vince.
Absolutely. Have a few carrot sticks. But, you know, we can do the three-bite rule. You're never going to overeat if you say, you know what, it's okay if I just have three bites of something and I can have that little bit of sugar and that little taste, because then that releases a little bit of dopamine in my brain and I feel a little bit better and I don't have to deal with the guilt and shame that I ate three pieces of pie versus just three bites.
I could probably take down a whole piece of pie in three bites, though. There's that.
And you know what? It's what happens when people gain weight? Because that kind of piles on and then piles on, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't feel very good.
Yeah.
You're not moving very good.
And you just don't want to exercise. Who has time for that?
Yeah.
And you start feeling the guilt and the shame. And then to compensate for the guilt and the shame, you overeat because who cares anyway? So it's a very vicious cycle.
Quit looking so over here.
I'm not looking over there. I'm over here. I'm looking that way.
Okay, okay.
Vince, okay, now we get down to the crux of it. We know that this is happening. We know we do this. Can I just get a tip or two from you, a real smart PhD kind of guy? What do I do?
Yeah.
What do I do?
Well, I can tell you what I do. Because I'm right there with you. I'm ready to wolf down oatmeal raisin cookies by the pound, and especially this holiday season. So what I do when I go to somewhere, an event, I purposely make a plan of what I'm going to eat. And if I'm going to stay away from the carbs, I'm going to go after the protein. I'm going to use every ounce of willpower that I have to say, you know what, I'm not going to do this. So I don't want to feel the guilt and the shame, because we run away from the things that we don't really want to feel we can be in control of. So it's just have a plan before you go into it. This is what I'm going to do, and this is what I'm not going to do. It's the same thing of drinking. If I'm only going to have one drink, then I don't have to worry about getting a DUI, because I made a plan and I stuck to it.
Well, and because you mentioned drinking, that's sort of part of the holidays, and we do have a tendency to overindulge, Vince. Every other drink, you're doing a whole full cup of water. What's your tips there?
I'm just going to have the one drink, to be honest.
Okay.
But yeah, you've got to use willpower. You've got to have it somewhere in your life, or you'll never get out of the cycle.
Okay.
At some point, you got to say, this is my limit, and this is what I'm not going to do. And until you get to that place, you're always under the control of something else.
I just, I would love everybody to get a perspective, though, because, you know, whoever's listening to me right now, we live in the top 5% of the world as far as our life, our potential, our incredible opportunity. There's 95% below me, and yet I've got problems because the guy in front of me didn't turn on his blinker, and I'm really mad.
Right.
I mean, sure, there are a lot of issues and problems people truly have, but spend 3 months in Calcutta, India, and you'll come
That's
back
right.
a changed person, because
That's right.
You don't understand that it's not a question of, you know, man, I do all this stress eating. They don't eat. They just don't have it. And our family lived there when I was 10. It gave me a perspective for life I never forgot. And it was just that so helpful to me to think that I really, really don't have, I mean, I got stuff, but not like that. Right. It's not a day to day, gosh, I hope we live tonight. It's just a different deal. And because some of the problems and the complaints and the things I hear, it's just like, golly, it's a first world issue.
And all that negativity and what it can do to yourself, you just got to get in a positive mind space.
Vince, I mean, for people these days, sorry, 1824s, but do you need a safe space when your candidate loses an election? Are you serious? I can't even, what? What would the people, Vince, what would the people off Ellis Island in 1919 think of me now?
Right,
what are they talking about? What
big old wuss.
What the heck happened to me? What have
like my father used to say to me, every time I'd have a conversation, he would ask me two questions. Did you work today and did you make any money?
That was all he was
concerned about.
Okay.
And yeah, we have all become snowflakes, and that's sad.
It is
because there's a real world going on out there that we need to be a lot more concerned about. And maybe this holiday season we could work on attaching to our families more than attaching to a cookie.
All right, last minute. I talked to a World War II veteran years ago, and we talked for an hour and a half on an airplane. And he was a World War II fighter pilot, nicest man maybe ever. Mm-hmm. He was in his 90s. Mm-hmm. And I said, Lloyd, what happened to us? And he shook his head and said, it's my fault. I said, why? He said, I made it too easy. Wow. Vince, how can people find you? Dr. Vince Callahan.
DrVinceCallahan.com. I've got a brand new book out called The Neuro Classroom, Restoring the Stressed Brain. It's all about what happens when your brain's under stress. And it's at DrVinceCallahan.com.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Take
742
care.
From Lakeland, Florida today, mm-hmm. Dr. Vince Callahan.
DrVinceCallahan.com.
Just aware of what you're doing walking around. That's
kind of
the key there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sports headlines coming up. It is 742.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and...
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is not a one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is that we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
All right, ESPN 93.5. It is 16 before 8, 744. Diane has some sports headlines.
Well, I don't know where you want to start, Stevie. So much Illini this weekend. What do you have a coach or anything you want to hit? Or
no, we just played them.
Okay.
So, you know,
I'll do a quick summary.
Summary's good.
All right. Number 16, Iowa. Although, you know, this latest poll, I think they're 20 in football. But anyway, 15-13 winners over Illinois. And, you know, had so many bright highlights with Isaiah Williams and John Paddock and Casey Washington.
What I don't understand, maybe somebody can explain it to me, why was Luke Altmaier talking about being named the starter last Tuesday? I don't get it. Brent Bielema told John Paddock last Sunday he was the starter for Iowa. Then what was all this?
It was a decoy for Iowa.
It must have been. But Luke played along. He's on today after four with the boys.
Yes.
I would ask him, I said, you were talking about, you know, being so blessed and happy to be the starter.
That's right.
And John Paddock was the starter the whole time, and John Paddock's the starter for Saturday.
Why not have the Hawkeyes watch videotape of Luke all week?
I think it was a decoy. Clever, because I said, why would you tell Iowa who's starting? Well, he didn't.
That's what my people were saying off the air.
I think that was it. So anyway, there's that. And it was John Paddock threw some beautiful passes. He just got too many batted down, and Brett thinks that can be solved in practice where you can do stuff to keep the linemen from jumping up like a volleyball player.
Right.
Man.
And thanks to Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing and First Federal Savings Bank, Crossroads Contractor Supply, Brian Hansen. He knows his sports if you give him a call with State Farm Insurance. Carpenters Local 243, the apprenticeship week last week for the trades. Awesome. And Max Twin City Recycling, all part of this conversation with The Drive. Lante and Derek Piper after four today with Luke Altmaier.
Well, Jay Lehman. Yeah, no, got to hear what Jay says. And again, it's just been the year in football. It's been, hey, oh, man, hey, oh, man.
Right.
That's what it's been.
And then we've got Northwestern with the seniors honored on Saturday at 2:30 at Memorial Stadium. So we'll want people to show up for that.
It's who's favored in that?
I don't know. Because last year it was 41-3 with the Illini on top. Of course, they were like 1-11 on the season.
They were really
crazy,
bad.
The Wildcats. And, you know, they had the controversy at the beginning of the year.
It's all the hazing.
And all that. So they've really come out champions.
It
as
is
far
a
as
2:30 kick, though. We know that.
We know that. Okay. And so we're looking at the line here.
I mean, Northwestern is playing crazy good. I would think we're favored by like 3, but we'll see.
As far as the...
Oh, my. We're favored by 5.5.
Oh, really?
Dang.
Okay.
All right. Well, we just got to win. We get on the... where would we go at 6? Anyway, let's just try and beat Northwestern. We'll decide if we get to march in line, I send to a bowl. And
absolutely.
See what happens.
The men's basketball team over Southern yesterday, 88-60. Terrence Shannon Jr. leading the team with a season-high 24 points. Next up Friday, Western Illinois. Josh from Muhammad, a winner of tickets here from Stevie J Broadcasting. So many tickets to hand out. And I might bring a pair to the turkey bowling at Pia's tomorrow after 7.
You actually get a frozen turkey?
A frozen turkey.
And you bowl with it. Because it's not going to roll right,
it's
right?
A tradition after 7. Starts at 7:45, but you got to get yourself signed up.
How long's the lane?
It's on the back patio there, from
so
what I understand.
10 feet? I mean, because...
I've never seen it, and I assume it's the...
What happens to the turkeys?
I don't think they beat up a little.
No, you can use them.
I mean,
they're still wrapped.
Off.
They're just wrap them.
Get
keep
the Cajun grind.
You don't
going.
Take the plastic off, do you? They're frozen turkeys.
I've never seen it.
All right, be interesting. Somebody take a video of that.
Notre Dame over Illinois' women's basketball team over the weekend. Notre Dame, I think, ranked 16 or something. 79-68 in D.C. Next up for them will be in action on Sunday. Our Illini women's volleyball team in Minnesota Friday after beating Michigan in straight sets on senior night at Huff Hall over the weekend. 16-12 on the season, 11-7 in the Big Ten. Parkland Cobras wrap up their season at 46-6. NBA action had Orlando over the Pacers 128-116. Buffalo beat the Blackhawks on ice, and St. Louis Blues over Anaheim. Tonight we'll have Philadelphia and Kansas City. Isn't that the Super Bowl matchup from last year?
Replay, and Kansas City won that one. This is in Kansas City, though.
Speaking of Super Bowl, I've had people talk about Usher's show in February for the Super Bowl.
But wouldn't it be more appropriate if you just put Taylor Swift in there now?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I think 10 Grammys yesterday. But there was somebody who passed away at her concert at the age of 25.
It's like in Brazil or something. It's like so hot. She
That's
fainted.
Right.
He fainted. It was I don't know.
So she did a special song tribute, and that kind of shook her up.
Yeah.
We had Detroit over the Bears, though, 31-26, and Green Bay over the L.A. Chargers, 23-20.
Didn't get a chance to talk about Valparaiso in town Friday night. Roger Powell, first head coaching job, the Reverend, the Rev. Roger Powell in town Friday night, and he was on with Lonte and Derek Piper. And Lon asked, did you think about coaching college basketball?
Absolutely not. I wanted to be a pastor. And when I graduated college, that's what I was going to do. I was going to, you know, go into the ministry and share my faith. But, you know, I was good, and I was able to make the NBA team. And, you know, God gave me this ability to play basketball. But during the time when I was playing pro, I came back in the summers and I trained kids. And I, you know, I mentored kids. And I, you know, I used just my experience to kind of encourage and challenge young athletes. And I fell in love with that part. And my wife is the one that said, do you ever think about coaching in college? And I said, no, there's no way. I mean, but if a place like Valpo, because I knew Homer Drew, I knew the Drew family, yes. And kind of what the Valpo motto was and how they built their program, I kind of felt like that's a place that I could fit. I said, if a place like that opened up, I will go coach there.
Okay, well, he did. And then he took the job at Gonzaga, was there for 4 years with Mark Few. Mark Few did not want him to leave, but Valparaiso came open, and he went back. So on Saturday, Sam from the iHotel called me, and I went over and hung around with Roger Powell for like 45 minutes, an hour. And he's just as good a guy as you think he is. And he had his whole family there, four kids. Roger has four kids. I think 13, 9, 4, and 2. I mean, pretty young.
That's a fun chapter.
So they were filling up the iHotel, and Roger got the bill that went down to his knee. And that was a long bill. The whole family was there, man. Anyway, great talking to him. And he said, you know, we're talking a little NIL, talking about, you know, back in the day and all those things. And I said, boy, it sure changes. He said, but I want to reach him here. And he pointed to his heart. He said, I really want to have impact. He said, He's more interested in changing their lives and giving them a positive influence in their life than just using them as a, you know, an asset. He didn't want them to come in and, you know, leave and just shuffle them like you do. But it's just at Valparaiso, I think you have more of that luxury. But if somebody gets really good at Valparaiso, they obviously could leave. I think you're looking at all the smaller D1 schools looking to go higher because A, exposure, B, money. And so in this game of, the bigger schools have more NIL. The ones that develop are just going to be kind of a minor league system, which isn't fair for the ISUs and Easterns and Valparaisos and things like that. But Roger Powell is a unbelievably high character man, and just great to catch up with him and see him, and just remember 05. And I told him I thought you did press conferences great. He was, you know, happy to be back but disappointed they lost.
Yeah.
And I said, you just pounded me in the first half. I mean, they were up 7 points. Valparaiso beating us at 7, 45-38 at halftime.
Yeah.
And Terrence Shannon goes in the locker room and said, I got 19. This kid Stafford had 23 points on me in the first half. So Terrence shut him down. He scored 4 points. Roger said, I got 6 freshmen, two sophomores. I have one junior. That was Stafford. Everybody else is so young. He said, I knew they were going to make a run. And we just didn't have the experience to withstand it.
Mm-hmm.
But he was very disappointed they lost and felt like he had a shot here at halftime.
Yeah.
But Valpo played great, and you know Roger Powell is not far away.
And great to have that reflection from Roger when they visited with him back in March on Lonte and Derek Piper's show, and to replay that. Just great insight. What a terrific guy.
He's a great man. And I'm hoping like heck the geniuses at Valparaiso, being a little facetious, they joined the Missouri Valley. They were in the Horizon League. That was way better. Missouri Valley's ISU and Indiana State. There's some lot really talented teams in the Missouri Valley. So Valparaiso, I think if Roger gets to 10 wins this year, 12 wins, that'll be a real feat. Rooting for Roger Powell all the way. Check your weather with meteorologist Greg Solier, brought to you by Busey for over 150 years. Member FDIC. Check Greg's weather and what we look like here this
Sounds
week.
Sounds
good. Again, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign event and vicinity as expected in this Thanksgiving week. We'll lead it off with a widespread rain system making its way out of the plains. Few drops are expected this morning. More widespread activity this afternoon for a time tomorrow. We'll move into some chilly weather the middle part of the week, and an even colder air mass that builds on in over the course of the weekend. That too may be preceded by a weak weather system. For the day today, cloudy, breezy, turning cooler up to about 50. Temperatures will slide back into the 40s as rain moves in during the course of the day today. Best coverage is this afternoon as well as tonight, with periods of rain overnight, lows right around 45, and a gusty easterly wind. For the day tomorrow, some rain in the morning, cloudy, windy, turning cooler, highs to about 46, and then falling temperatures in the afternoon. Down to 28 tomorrow night, partly cloudy, windy, cold, 44 on Wednesday, 46, and some sunshine for Thanksgiving Day Thursday. We'll cloud things up on Friday, maybe a couple of snow rain showers on Saturday. Weekend high temperatures near 40. For Stevie D, broadcasting at meteorologist Greg Solge.
Kick off the holiday season in the heart of downtown Champaign for the 23rd annual Parade of Lights, sponsored by Christie Clinic, on Saturday, November 25th. This year's theme is classic holiday movies. Make it a night to remember for the whole family, with pre-parade activities starting at 1 p.m., like horse and carriage rides, photos with Santa, and more. You'll be dazzled by a parade of 60-plus floats starting at 6 p.m. The Parade of Lights is powered by Christie Clinic, Tapman's Towing, Central Illinois Roofing, and the City of Champaign. For details, visit champaigncenter.com.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he had a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Woo! Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
I did not mention Tommy DeVito.
Wow. Yes, three touchdowns?
Yeah. No, Tommy DeVito, our quarterback last year, who the Giants put in there with holding in the nose as a third string kid living at home 15 minutes from Giants Stadium in Jersey.
Because he's from Jersey.
He's your Jersey guy.
That's right.
I would be living at home if I'm 15 minutes. I had my mom and dad. Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. My mom's cooking. Absolutely. My bed growing up.
Smart. It's great.
Exactly.
I just like Saquon Barkley's reaction when he said, "You know Tommy lives at home?" And Saquon looked at the reporter and said, "Huh?" So, it's Tommy DeVito Day in New Jersey.
Excellent.
The Giants, who were just awful, didn't look so awful yesterday. And our quarterback from Illinois, they'll say Syracuse because it's out there, but he, great year for us.
That's right.
Tommy DeVito starring for the New York Giants yesterday, which is nice to see.
Awesome.
All right, we got the news here coming up. We'll come back in our 8 o'clock hour with lots to tell you about. We have some AI we'll discuss and how that's going to impact the medical world. It's just so different than when we were dialing up on AOL in 1998. But the evolution of artificial intelligence, AI, and what that's going to mean to the medical community.
It can be a great tool. It's just that it's assessing everything that's out there, and sometimes it's not true.
Well, you just want to make sure humans have hands on it.
Agreed.
All right, we'll talk about that next. ESPN 93.5.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Mark your calendars for the annual Turkey Trot Thanksgiving morning at Crystal Lake Park in Urbana. It's totally free, and the first 800 participants will get a ribbon. Registration at 8 a.m. The Turkey Trot steps off at 9 a.m. Gather near the lake house at Crystal Lake Park in Urbana for prizes to follow. It's a great way to start Thanksgiving. For details on the annual Turkey Trot, visit urbanaparks.org. Urbana Park District, you belong here.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery.
It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the